Devontae, the Giants secondary reportedly, and that's the way it's been for a game or two, banged up.
Yeah.
You know, and got a lot of different pieces to that puzzle. As a wide receiver and stuff, how do you look at that? How does that affect you at all?
Well, it doesn't really affect me and my preparation because, I mean, you got to go out and play whoever it is. I mean, they're not going to have just no one out there because they're banged up. And, you know, they're all pros. They're all getting paid. So, I mean, they got a few guys that, you know, definitely got some talent that may be nicked up a little bit. But, yeah, we still got to prepare. Like, you know, they got their best out there. And, you know, you never know. A guy may be back for a game. He may be out. So you just got to prepare for the worst/best, depending on how you look at it.
Like, how do you look at the Giants? You know, they're 2-2. They spent a lot of money fixing their defense and things like that, or hopefully to fix their defense. How do you see them as a football team? They rank pretty good in offense and defense, not so good in turnover ratio. Mm-hmm. How are you looking at them as a team?
Well, I don't look at it in the numbers like that, like you guys do. But, I mean, I look at them as, you know, they got a good young team out there on offense and defense. Obviously, they got some playmakers. Defense, they got some guys who've been doing it. I mean, DRC is pretty established, pretty good guy in there. I know he's one of the guys that's banged up, but, you know, they got some young guys, Apple, in there, and, you know, he's another guy that may be banged up, so we'll see how it goes. But they got a lot of young guys moving around with some energy in there, so, you know, it'll definitely be fun to play against.
The offense was coming out of his shell against the Lions with the bye week, two practices in now this week. Does the offense feel crisper than, you know, before Lions week?
Yeah, I mean, we've been feeling like we are on a pretty good, you know, even with the first two games not being on the same page as much, you know, practice was still flowing. We feel pretty good. So, like I said before, we just continue to trust our training and know that, you know, we got the best guy dealing it to us. So we just got to make sure we go out there getting open. And, you know, we got pretty good running backs in there too. So having Eddie and James, you know, start to really get going. Eddie, I think he had 100 last week. That's the type of stuff that'll allow our passing game to really open up. And, you know, when we're doing well in the passing game, it'll allow Eddie to get and James to get busy too.
Do you feel like you have the advantage because they just got done playing and you're coming off a bye week? You'll rest it up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you got a few injuries, so it'll allow guys to get healed up and feeling a little better. So from a freshness standpoint, yes, but also, you know, it could help had we played, but you know, we didn't, so, you know, you can't really respond to that. You just got to come out and, you know, I feel like we had a really good 2 days of practice so far, Monday and today, so just got to keep building.
But you'd rather be the team on the bye going into this game. I mean, as violent as this game is.
Definitely from like I said, from a health standpoint, but sometimes having a win going into another game, you know, you build off that momentum. So, and last year we didn't do so well coming off of that. So, but yeah, we got to, you know, we got things rolling and good game plan. And those are definitely fired up still early in the season. So, I mean, we definitely got that initial burst still going.